Purport, Lord Chaitanya's mission is to deliver the fallen souls of this age. In this age of Kali, practically 10% of the population is fallen. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu certainly delivered many fallen souls, but his disciples mainly came from the upper classes. For example, he delivered Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, many others who were socially elevated but fallen from the spiritual point of view. Srila Rupa and Sanatan Goswamis were situated in government service, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was the topmost scholar of India. Similarly, Prakasananda Saraswati was the leader of many thousands of Mayavadi sannyasis. It was Srila Nityananda Prabhu who delivered persons like Jagai and Madai. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya says, Amar duskar karma toma hoite hoye. Jagai and Madhai were delivered solely by Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. Hari Bol! Nityananda Prabhu ki! Who needs the mercy of Nityananda? When they injured Nityananda Prabhu, Lord Chaitanya became angry and decided to kill them with his Sudarshan Chakra. But Nityananda Prabhu saved them from the Lord's wrath and delivered them. In the incarnation of Gaura Nitai, the Lord is not supposed to kill demons, but is supposed to deliver them by preaching Krishna consciousness. In the case of Jagai and Madhai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so angry that he would have immediately killed them. But Nityananda Prabhu was so kind that he not only saved them from death, but elevated them to the transcendental position. Thus, what was not possible for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was carried out by Nityananda Prabhu. Similarly, if one is true to Gaura Nitai's service in the disciplic succession, he can even excel Nityananda Prabhu's service. This is the process of disciplic succession. Nityananda Prabhu delivered Jagai Madai. But a servant of Nityananda Prabhu, by his grace, can deliver many thousands of Jagai Madais. Prabhupada ki? That is the special benediction of the disciplic succession. One who is situated in the disciplic succession can be understood by the results of his activities. This is always true as far as the activities of the Lord and his devotees are concerned. Therefore, Lord Shiva says, Aradhananam Sarvesham Vishnur Aradhanam Param Tasmat Parataram Devi Tadiyanam Samarchanam. Of all types of worship, worship of Lord Vishnu is best. And better than the worship of Lord Vishnu is the worship of his devotee, the Vaishnava. Padma Purana. By the grace of Vishnu, a Vaishnava can render better service than Vishnu. That is the special prerogative of a Vaishnava. The Lord actually wants to see his servants work more gloriously than himself. For instance, in the battle of Kurukshetra, Sri Krishna provoked Arjuna to fight because all the warriors on the battlefield were to die by Krishna's plan. Krishna himself did not want to take credit. Rather, he wanted Arjuna to take credit. Therefore, he asked him to fight and win fame. Tasma tvam utishta yaso labhasva jidva satrun bhunsva rajam samriddham mayai vaite nihata purvam eva nimita matram Bhava Sabhya Sachin. Translation: therefore get up, prepare to fight and win glory, conquer your enemies, and enjoy a flourishing kingdom. They are already put to death by my arrangement, and you, Sabhya Sachi, can be but an instrument in the fight. Thus, the Supreme Personality of Godhead gives credit to a devotee who performs any heavy task perfectly. Hanumanji or Vajrangaji, the servant of Lord Ramachandra, serves as another example. It was Hanumanji who jumped over the sea in one leap and reached the shore of Lanka from the shore of Bharatvarsha. When Lord Ramachandra chose to go there, he paved the way with stones, although by his will the stones were able to float on the sea. If we simply follow Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions and follow in the footsteps of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, this Krishna consciousness movement can advance. An even more difficult task can be performed by the preachers, remaining faithful to the service of the Lord. Nityananda kohe ami deho tumi pran, deho prana binna nahi eto praman. Nityananda Prabhu replied, O Lord, you are the life and I am the body. There's no difference between the body and life itself. The life is more important than the body. Everybody understand what's happening here? Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, left Bengal, went to Jagannath Puri. Jagannath Puri Dham ki?
Jai!
Wonderful place. But who's going to deliver all the fallen souls back in Bengal? So Lord Chaitanya is telling Nityananda, you don't have to come every year to Jagannath Puri. You should finish the work of spreading Krishna consciousness in Bengal. And here, as this Lord Chaitanya said, you can do things even I cannot do. And Prabhupada gave the example that Nityananda delivered Jagai Madai. Lord Chaitanya was delivering mainly the Brahmins, the scholars, but Nityananda was delivering so many of the common people, the mass of people. So that way Lord Chaitanya was glorifying Nityananda, that his mercy was more. We pray to Lord Nityananda first, because he is more merciful. Technically speaking, like in Eka Chakra, everyone says Nitai Gaur. Nitai Gaur. Nitai
Gaur.
Nitai
Gaur.
Nitai
Gaur.
Nitai
Gaur.
Nitai
Gaur.
Nitai first, Nityananda Ram, Nitai Gaur. Nitai gives the mercy. So sometimes we say Nitai first to get that appeal, mercy of the Lord. Interesting points. The Lord Nityananda saying that I'm just the body, you're the life force. So in other words, you're causing me to do all these things. So you cannot separate it. In Bengal and Orissa, Lord Chaitanya Nityananda are very famous because of being very merciful. You can all get empowered to find Prabhupada's making here in his own case. Lord Chaitanya only preached in India, but Prabhupada preached all over the world. So someone could say that Prabhupada did more than Lord Nitya. He preached all over the world, but he said that doesn't... Just like Nityananda did some things more than Lord Chaitanya, but he's giving all the credit to Lord Chaitanya. You are the life, you are the soul, you are giving me the mercy to do all these things. I'm only doing because I'm empowered by you. So someone who is in a bona fide parampara, they can do many wonderful things. When we send some devotee here to the Middle East to do some satsang program, we didn't know whether it would be successful or not. But we thought that we should try. But somehow by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada, now there are so many hundreds and even thousands of devotees who are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Here in the Middle East. So, in fact, other preachers are amazed how there are so much, many Vaishnava communities. The Kali will always try to put the obstacles in front of us. So we have to be always very careful, work together in a cooperative spirit. Like this, Prabhupada had given his mercy. His mercy came from his guru, came from his guru, came from him, like this. Originally it's coming from Nityananda Prabhu and it's coming from Lord Chaitanya. So even if some spiritual master does something wonderful, he doesn't get proud and think this is done because of me. Just like in this verse, Nimitta Matrena Bhavasabhya Sachin. You become the instrument in my hands, Arjuna. So what? How many of you want to be instrument in the hand of Krishna? This is that we want the mercy to flow from Krishna down to the Guru Parampara to use us as instrument to give the mercy to others. We got some mercy. How much mercy you got? Maybe you don't realize it fully. But when you give to others and you see how they're benefiting, how they become happy, how they become blissful, then you realize that how the mercy is coming. Sometimes we only appreciate about the mercy of Lord Chaitanya when we start to preach or try to give that mercy to others. When we're giving that mercy out, then you can see the transformation. You can see the edification, the development, and the spiritual bliss and happiness and peace that are coming to other people. So sometimes that gives a faith. Someone may not realize how much mercy I have, how much potential I have. Not because of our own, we should never become falsely proud that this is because of ourselves. This is because of mercy of Guru and Krishna that's coming through the parampara to us. So that's some of the points that Prabhupada was making here in this purport. That as much as it applies to Nityananda Prabhu, it can also apply to other members of the parampara. At the time of Lord Chaitanya, there was one Jagai Madai. Now, how many ruffians, drunkards in the world? You have got more scope to deliver Jagai Madais. Because there's a proliferation of Jagai Madai. No shortage. There's one devotee. His name also something like that, Satya Sakhi or something. He was army veteran. He lost one of his arms in the Vietnam War. So he had a good pension from the government because he was a war veteran. He lost an arm. So living off his pension, he was living on the beach in Miami, and he was drinking. He wasn't a dacoit or anything, but he was just like a, what do you call, they saw like, almost like beach bum, they say. I mean, people who just hang out on the beach, they don't do anything productive. So he was living like that. At that time, our temple was on Miami Beach. And he used to hear the kirtan going on from the temple floor. Sometimes he would come up, sometimes they don't allow him in the temple because he's too under the influence. But sometimes he wasn't so bad. So they allowed him to come, and he used to carry in his one hand tambourine. And the tambourine has got some skin and some bells. So. He had hit his tambourine on his side, and he'd listen to the Aarti Kirtan. Like this he was coming for some days and months. And eventually he gave up all his bad habits. He became initiated disciple of Prabhupada. Remember that magazine, that newspaper was the Hare Krishna World Review? Before it was coming out, Hare Krishna World Review, something like that. ISKCON World Review. He was the publisher for that. Still he has an electronic version in the internet. So, like that, so many. Somewhat Jagai Madai, fallen souls that got delivered by Prabhupada's mercy. That's a wonderful thing. I remember Prabhupada said that somebody is very fallen, have them chant Panchatattva mantra more. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Vaikrana Sambhava. Because Lord Chaitanya is more merciful. So by chanting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mantra, they can get delivered more. Like their son. Tribes in Africa who have very cruel practices with the cows. So Prabhupada said maybe by chanting Hare Krishna is very slow for them because they're torturing the cows. So he told them that they should chant Panchatattva mantra. This way get purified and then chant Hare Krishna. Panchatattva mantra is 1,000 times more merciful than Hare Krishna mantra.
Hare.
So someone said, why don't we then just chant Panchatattva? But the Lord Chaitanya told us to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So we had to also chant Hare Krishna. Krishna many times he likes to show the devotee is more powerful, better than him. Like Bhishma Dev, he convinced Yudhisthira. Krishna tried to convince him, but Yudhisthira was quite depressed after killing so many million people in Kurukshetra war just to establish himself. So finally Krishna took him to Bhishma Dev, and Bhishma Dev convinced him about the correctness of his action. Krishna likes it sometimes to show his devotee in a more exalted position. He was Parthasarathi, liked to drive the chariot for Arjuna. Let Arjuna get the credit. So sometimes you may be the person to do something nice. And then if someone wants to give you the credit, you are a great devotee, you did a nice service, then what you will say? Yes, I am the greatest! Like these boxers, you know. Or you'll say that, no, it's all mercy of Guru and Krishna. Which one you'll say?
Second one.
Mercy of Guru and Krishna. So the devotee keeps humble. We glorify the devotee, you did a wonderful service. But the devotee has to always remind them that I did whatever I could do, it was by mercy of Guru and Krishna. This is the amazing thing. So we want all of you to be empowered. The youth, the housewives, the husbands, the men, the women, everyone, they can be empowered to give Krishna to others. Krishna is there, but people aren't realizing it. Sometimes people hear, I know some people were convinced by ladies. Nothing amazing. We would think maybe it was the men are preached, but sometimes it's the ladies. Convince the people. Can be lady, can be man, can be even a child. So the Prahlad convinced so many people. He was only 5 years old. So in order to be empowered, it's not a question of body or age. It's a question of your sincerity to represent Krishna, represent the Guru. We don't, the Vaishnava doesn't have to try to get importance. All he has to do or she has to do is try to serve nicely. Automatically with that service, some appreciation and some importance may come. Sometimes may not come when we want it to come. That's why we should be freed. Amanina manadena. We should not desire respect for ourselves, we should give that respect to others. That way people become very much appreciated. There's a place called Katwa where Lord Chaitanya took sannyas in Bengal. After their initiation, Jagai Madai went to Katwa after some time. Said they would live by the side of the Ganges, and every day they would do kirtan to the Ganga. As they were doing kirtan, they'd be chanting and dancing, and they'd be crying in ecstasy. So here are people who used to enjoy to torture others, beat others. They're like today now in Europe, they have the skinheads. They see Indians or Pakistanis, they like to beat them up. They call them, make it hobby. They call Pecky Besh. They don't distinguish who's an Indian, who's Pakistani, but they call Pecky Beshing. Such kind of horrible people are there. I don't know anybody became devotee yet. But Jagai Madai were like that, beating up on innocent people. But now they are so tender-hearted that they are chanting and dancing and crying in ecstasy. So we had to see Nityananda's mercy flow. One husband of a devotee, lady devotee, used to drive her wife to the Chennai temple, and the wife would go and tend the aarti, and husband would sit outside in the car and smoke. Sometimes he'd put out his cigarette, come in and take a little darshan, come out. But generally he was, this is my wife's thing, I'm a businessman. I had to fly to Hong Kong, to Dubai, to Japan, to Tokyo. I'm an executive, I had to drink whiskey, I had to do all the things, because I'm a businessman, that's what businessmen do. My wife, okay, women, they can go to temple, but it's not so much for me. He was that type of person. But sometimes in the house they had bhakti riksha meetings. Jai Gopal Ji. And sometimes he would be there, so he'd try to assist his wife as the host for the bhakti riksha. Sometimes he'd sit in a meeting and listen. By 6 months, 1 year association, one day he came to me, he said, you know, I thought I could never be changed. But now I'm chanting 8 rounds. I've given up all my drinks, I've given up all the intoxication, pure vegetarian. I don't believe it myself, how I'm doing it. But somehow by association with the devotees, I got changed. And I still don't believe it, but it's happened. And I feel so good that in the future I want to chant 16 rounds and I want to also be initiated. So we have the magic power to change people. How do they get changed? Sometimes not by pushing, but sometimes by pulling, by feeling prasad, by some association. Just they should have some favorable contact. And this has some effect. I know sometimes the ladies do the Vishnu Sahasranam or some satsangs, bringing the other lady friends from around the condominium. And this way they start to change the people just by little association, little prasad. And the ladies, if they can give some nice prasad to the husbands sometime, then the ladies have some shakti to change their husband also. Husband may or may not be able to change the wife, maybe he can. Yeah. But I think the wife has some shakti to change the husband also. So, we've seen all these kind of miracles going on. But we see it's all the mercy of flowing down from Gaur Nithai, from the Guru Parampara. So please become Nimitta Matrena, become this instrument in the hand of the Lord and give out the mercy. Be humble about it. The mercy is coming through you, not from you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Any question? It's very late. I know you have many. Everyone's working tomorrow, and so since there are no questions, we'll just give out mercy. Some devotee who was chanting and reading, I don't know how much chanting, but reading, attending some program. But after some time he faced some material problem. So then he was feeling, having a doubt. How is it that in spite of my chanting I'm facing some material problem? So what is the use of all this? Just like the Pandavas, they're devotees. Do they face any problems in their life? They had so many problems, but they never lost the faith in Krishna. That's also the Maya's test, to see whether that somebody has a faith in Krishna or not. It's very easy when you're getting blessing, getting babies, getting money, getting good job, getting... Okay, I like Krishna. Then one time your boss gives you a hard time. How this happened? I don't have faith in Krishna anymore. So what type of devotee is that? It's a very shallow devotee. So these are tests. Krishna also, the Maya gives us these tests. If it was all so nice in the material world, maybe we think that we should stay here forever. I chant a little Hare Krishna and stay in the material world, very nice. So we should suffer a little bit in the material world. So we know that this is not a very good place to be. A very unpredictable place. So we should, you should tell the people, you keep your faith in Krishna. Promises Name Bhakta Pranashati. My devotee will never perish. He never said my devotee will never have to undergo some tests or some troubles. This is for us to prove that we are really devoted, to take more shelter of Krishna. But like I had also disciple who was facing, the business was merged with some other business. His department now suddenly had a new boss. The boss wanted to get rid of him, so was harassing him. So he was thinking, what is all this going on? I can't take it. I told him, you just tolerate, you be patient. Use your devotional qualities. So then he just followed those instructions. Then somehow the management decided they didn't like that new boss. And they fired him and they promoted the devotee and made him the boss. Sometimes you don't know. Sometimes it works out like that, sometimes not. But we have to be ready to face different kinds of tests. Then we can discuss with the guru what we should do in a particular situation. Sometime also, person was suffering harassment in his job. He was fired even from the job, then he wonders what's going to happen. But sometimes he gets better job. You don't know what's the plan. You're just a small price in the universe. So we have to play whatever happens, it can be good for our devotional service. If we get a better job, we should do better service for Krishna. Sometimes you get a better job, you have less time. You get a bigger position, they expect more work from you. Nothing comes free, usually, in the world. Like some normal workers working 9 to 5, the boss is sitting in the office until 9. Sometimes you don't get overtime when you're executive. Only when you're a paid staff you can get by overtime. So many factors are there in this world. So we decide which way we want, what's our priorities. But we shouldn't lose faith in Krishna, even if there's some difficulties. Rather we should know, what should I learn from this difficulty? What's the thing that I have to learn now? Thank you very much.
Thank you.